The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On March Madness.
Had North Mexico State.
You mean New Mexico?
It's in North. What is it? I can't even write
New
it down.
New Mexico.
Well, there's just says N on my bracket.
Himself.
I'm an open book, Griggs. I'm a flower that's blooming in front of the whole world, and I have no problem.
Facebook.
I was poking everything that moved. I just thought it was cool.
The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On.
Playing for each other. Now, I'm going to be honest. When I initially saw the goal the Vancouver scored last night, I was quite frustrated. And then upon review, I came down a few notches. If you didn't see the goal, the Oilers, you know, they like I said earlier, they played a really good game, methodical, right through the lineup, right one through the end of it, right through, you know, their backup goal. They all did a really good job. I thought Mikko Koskinen had a huge bounce back game, some really good saves, solid, stood tall, no doubt helped by his teammates, but he did a good job. He was very effective that night. And you know, towards the end of the game, I started to, man, I hope this guy gets a shutout. I really want this guy to get a shutout. You know, they put out their you know, the big guys with Leon and Connor and Zach Hyman, Nurse, and Bouchard. That's who you'd kind of put out there, right? That seems to be their protect the lead line, and that's fine. And they got scored on. So if you didn't see it, it was three Vancouver Canucks, a 3-on-1 essentially, on Bouchard, Evan Bouchard. Bouchard was kind of in the middle. You know, he was kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place there, and puck goes over the top of the shoulder off a stick of Bouchard, or off of Brock Besser, boom, in the net. Shutout done, 6 seconds to go. And when that was going on, you had four Oilers defenders above the three Canucks players. After I watched it a few times and kind of reviewed it, I did come down, you know, quite a bit. What happened was all three forwards and Darren Onuris rushed up to the far left corner, the upper left quadrant of their D zone, leaving the three guys behind. There was no need for Darren Onuris to rush up there. You know, probably could have left maybe Zach Hyman more in the middle of the ice to protect it. At that time, actually, McDavid was the lowest guy, so he might have wanted to stay back there. But you know, it's in that moment. So again, I was frustrated when I saw it. Then I watched it live, and I watched the replay. And you kind of like, okay, it was just kind of like a misplay. But in that moment, you know, I think for Mikko Koskinen, getting a shutout's a huge thing. Like it's hard to get shutout in the NHL. Really hard to get it. And you know, if you're an Oilers player, before you go over that bench, you got guys, let's just lock this down for Mikko. Let's get this done. And it's not that they weren't trying. And I don't even think they were trying to get the goal. I think it was just kind of a misplay there.
They got a little lucky when the pass went off the skate and ricocheted down to the offensive zone, right? Because Draisaitl was the one on the boards.
Yeah,
who had the puck momentarily.
But Darnell goes right up beside him.
Yeah,
like why is Darnell leaving the front of the ice, front of the net, right? Like he goes all the way up there. If you look at it, it's Bouchard's in front, and then you got McDavid below Darnell. You got Darnell going all the way to the top of the circles, and then you got Leon beside him and Zach Hyman. It's kind of they're all jammed in that same area except for Bouchard. When you're up by that point, someone just stay back. Just stay back, especially the time ticking down. And, you know, and you look at it, you're like, God, you just want that guy to get a break, get him the shutout. But, you know, when you put it all together, it's a learning lesson. And I think that for Tippett and Playfair and Gullickson, I think they have to sit down and say, guys, you know, it doesn't matter. They won the game 2-1, you're walking away. And yeah, you know, Mikko didn't get shut out, it's not the end of the day. But, you know, understanding where he's supposed to be in that time, because there's, let's call it 10 seconds left when that sequence starts, Griggs, there's no need for everyone to rush up to that area. You know, you can have one or two players go up there. Everyone else can kind of stay back and just protect the front of your net. You don't need to be rushing up there. So it's, to me, it's less about, you know, Mikko not getting a shadow and more about understanding your role in that zone. Because I don't think they're fine in the zone. I don't think that was not at all. But they just misplayed it. Even as it came from the other side, like everyone was kind of like Leon, Connor, and Zach were all right above the top of the hash marks, all tight and together, right? So if you can spread out, you take a little more space.
I wanted to ask you about Evan Bouchard going down in front of the net at that point. Would you rather the guy stay on his feet?
I you know, well, it's easy now for me to look
100%.
At it. What I would probably do, because he didn't know he had Connor coming back. And Connor, if you see him, Connor, so if you didn't see the goal, Evan Bouchard's on the right side of Mikko Koskinen. Brock Besser has it. I'm going to call it the hash marks, Greggs. There's another player below him, kind of just beside the net, and another player to Evan Bouchard and Mikko's left. And Connor kind of comes back, and Connor kind of takes away the backdoor guy. You know, knowing that that's the case and what the time is at, I think, you know, Connor could yell to Bouchard, go at him, right? Force him. And then knowing Connor has the back door. And so the worst case is the puck is shot on net with the guy's pressuring you, or the puck goes to the side net. But again, that's like, I looked at it five times.
Yes.
So it's easy for me to say it in you know, so no, I don't love that he went down there. I think I would have preferred for him to, you know, knowing Connor's got the back door, go at the guy and make him shoot it or pass it under pressure.
I'm guessing that's a play that in film work, they say, hey, we won the game, everything's great. This is one where you store it in the back of your mind when you're in a tight situation in the playoffs, right? So you almost want those tough learning experiences when you win. Right, because I remember Hitchcock always told me, he goes, man, when you win, you can show guys tape and, you know, you can be on them a little bit more because they won. And they're like, yeah, I get it. We want to keep winning, right? It'll be like, guys, we want to get this shutout. See here, we don't need, like, Zach Hyman, funny enough, was the one when I watched the replay. He was in no man's land. He didn't go anywhere. Like, Darnell, I understood in essence because the puck, it looked like it was going in the corner, and then all of a sudden it just kind of kept going up the board. So he was kind of going for the puck. But where Hyman was, when I watched it again as you were talking, I'm like, well, where's Hyman going? He was the one guy who didn't really go anywhere.
Right. But for Darnell, he doesn't leave, has another foot in front of the net.
Sure.
You know, because Leon's there. And, you know, that's, but again, how do those two work that out? Someone's got to talk. Leon's got to look over and say, hey, nurse, I got it. Nurse, I got it, or whatever they call him. Doc, get back, right? And again, this isn't an indictment on these five players. What it is, it's an opportunity, as you just talked about, for them to sit down and work this out, because they had a 2-0 lead. And now it's 2-1. They still win. You know, Mikko doesn't get the shutout and you just walk on. But you gotta have that nailed down, because when it is a 1-0 game and you need that, you need to know exactly where we are. And it's not just this guy. It's this line. I think I want Nuge in there. I want Derek Ryan in there. Puljujarvi would probably be another guy. Are those the next three guys? Probably. Maybe Fogel. You know. So I need those guys to look at and know. And then obviously CC and
Keith.
Mm-hmm. That has to be nailed. It can't be, you know, you when you're up, sorry, when the other team has more players, you want to protect the middle of the ice. There's no sense chasing around the ice.